नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्ने माम शरणं भक्त्या विना अपराध लक्ष्यै चित्ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते
My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Sasrimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesa Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Sasrimad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. I told the purpose of my coming and I glorified my Shiksha Guru, Srisila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Now I want to explain something for which I have come, for which my Guru Parampara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Guru Parampara and my Gurudev Swamiji has sent me. You know that nowadays iron is Kali Yuga. Once on the bank of Gomti River, Namesharanya, 88,000 rishis, mercy, very high class of devotees, all were gathered there. And they're very, very, that very soon Kali Yuga is coming. Somewhat it was controlled by Parikshit Maharaj after Krishna. But now he is uncontrolled. He will change the mood of religious persons also. Ladies will be always happy in sense gratifications. No chaste ladies will be found anywhere. And persons, people like Shranake ki bolere, like bull and others, always sense gratifications. So you are seeing Kali Yuga, they have made a Sanjukta Rashtra, United Nations, for the benefit of whole world. But what is going on? Wars are going on in Afghanistan, now Iraq, and they call it holy war. I don't know why. So Kali Yuga will spoil everything. So they were discussing what to do. And in the meantime, the disciple of Sukadeva Goswami, Srisut Goswami, arrived there. And they all honored. And they gave a seat in the middle. And they glorified him and his Gurudev. You have heard everything from your respected and all-knowing your Gurudev, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And you, a special disciple of Sukhdev Goswami, but really disciple of Baladev Prabhu, he inspired you all Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, everything in you, and he gave a seat on Vyastra. So, you are present. What to do? Bruhi Tanme Sadho, Jatsarang Samudhatya Manishaya, Bruhi Tanme Saddadhanang Jainatma Samprasidati. Prayin Alpa Ayusa, Sabya Kalavasmin Juge Jane Jana. In this iron age, Alpa Ayusa, very small, short duration of life. In 100 years, Prahlad Maharaj told me, in 100 years age, or sleeping, 50 years. And 20 years mean being expert in anything, from boyhood to that time. And 20 years from 80 to 100. You cannot do anything. You cannot sit straight also. So, how much? 90 years. 90 years gone. And 10 years? Oh. Making your home, children's, marriage, children's, for their studies here, there. 10 years goes in a moment. So what should you do? From beginning of your life, from the age of five, you must try to do bhajan. Except any bona fide guru who can help you in transcendental life. There, all the devotees assembled were rishis, maharshis, more qualified than even Suta Goswami, Saunakadi Rishi. They are bhakta, pure bhakta. They are Naradvaj Upasthit, Narada Rishi. The father of his Gurudev, grand guru, was there. And Vyasdev, Vyadarayani, Badarayan, Vyasdev was there. And even the guru of father or guru, Parashar Rishi, was there. And so many devotees were there. And he asked that question. What? Jainatma samprasidati. What is the meaning? Jainatma prasidati. Not body. You should all know that the body you are taking care, looking after. It is the bag of his stool, urine, blood, sputum, and all these things. If any doctor will operate, he will see nothing. What he will see? He cannot see any transcendental Atma and Paramatma there. He is out and inner part of the body, everywhere, but transcendental. Guru may give you transcendental eyes. Like Narada gave transcendental eyes to Vyasadeva. Transcendental eyes. Up till now he could not decide what should I do. I have written everything in divided four Vedas. I have written in Puran everything. But Narada told, oh, you have given importance of only dharma, earth, kama, moksha. Not importance of bhakti, pure bhakti. Especially braja bhakti. Have you written there that Yashoda binded this supreme personality of Godhead? And Sudam and Sidam taking something remnant and taking from their mouth and giving in the mouth of Krishna. Have you written? And Sidam defeated
Krishna.
And Krishna was happy. Have you written? No. Have you written there in any Ved, Upanishad and Puran that Krishna began to massage Radhika's lotus feet? and he kept his bansi there and begging excuse. Oh, I will not do any
offense
in your lotus feet. Please excuse me. Have you written? No, Gurudev. Then what became? Then he taught bhakti yoga in manasi samyak panihite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayanch jada pashyam jasam mohitam jivam manate gunatmakam parvapi manute te anartam tatkritam chabhi papadyate jasya vai अनर्थो प्रसम साक्षात भक्ति योगम अधोक्षजे अजानत जस्यांग वही सुयमाणायं कृष्णं परम he has written व्यास देव then he saw पुरुषम पूर्णम he saw कृष्ण in the battle of महाभारत he saw कृष्ण in मथुरा he saw कृष्ण in ब्रज And he saw that gopis are, Krishna is begging excuse in the lotus feet of gopis. He saw all the, and he saw Ras Leela and everything. And he wrote it in Srimad Bhagavatam for others no connection with Krishna. Jivas had transcendental connection with Krishna, but now forgotten. I think that you have heard the glory of a guru. Bona fide guru. Madhava Maharaj is giving classes for 2 days. This. You should realize guru. Guru must be guru, not kangaroo. Guru, he should help devotee for transcendental things, not kangaroo only. So, he telling In this Kali Yuga, the peoples are manda. Su manda mataya. Manda means?
Lazy. No interest in spiritual.
Manda matayo.
Always.
Very intelligent. Misguided.
Manda bhagya.
Very unfortunate.
And who apadrita. Always so many
disturbances.
Problems. And they are making problems for their own.
From their problems and
Maharaj,
problems.
Should I marry? Oh, Maharaj, allow me to have a son. Oh, Maharaj, I'm very unfortunate. Please order me that I should give my wife divorce. Always problem. And people, you know, so many wars going, coming, and what. Anyhow, you are very lucky to be in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in line of Rup Sanatan, in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and in the line of my Gurudev and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And again, you are in line. Give importance of bhajan, Krishna consciousness. This is not first and last human form that Krishna has mercifully given. So he is telling that Bruhi, you should, what you have heard from Sukhdev Goswami, what you have heard from Narad Goswami, Vyasadev and from realized from Baladev Prabhu, you should make a brief from all. And what is brief of all these things, instructions? You tell me. Jenatma samprasidati, atma prasidati. Then what to tell this body? Body will also. If soul is happy, oh, body must be happy. Surely. So we should try to follow all these things. And then he became very happy, Sut Goswami. And then he told, he first remembered the slok of Mangalacharan, just Janma Adasya Jato Anvayadi Tartascha Arthesu Abhigya Tene Swarat Tene Brahmhridaja Adhkabaya Bhoyanti Jat Surya Tejo Bharmidam Jatha Vinimu Jat Sargo Amrisha Dhamnasvina Sadani Rasta Kokam Satyam Param. This is Mangalacharanam. The explanation is very high and very weak. So I'm coming in short. And then he told, he did Guru Pranam. Yang prabrajantam anupaitam apetakrittam dvaipayano virahakatar ajuhava putreti tanmayatayatar yobhinedu tang vyas sarbhut hridayam manmanu. He did pranam to his Gurudev. Who is Gurudev? Here? Sukadev. And who is Gurudev to Vyasdev? Narada Rishi. And Narada too? They have heard in this way. And there is also another parampara from Baladev Shankarsan. And then in his line, Surya, Vaivaswat, and then Manu, and then from Manu, oh, this line, Brahma, Narad, Suk, Suta Goswami, Madhvacharya, and Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatana, and this line. But we are very fortunate to be in this special line of Mahaprabhu, Swayam Krishna. So he is telling, savai punsang, paro dharmo, jato bhakti radho kaje, ahetukya abhritihata, jayatma samprasidati. Janatma samprasidati. What was the question? Question was, in what practice we can attain perfectness of soul. Soul. But you know, here are two kinds of soul. Soul, super soul. Atma, Paramatma. Paramatma is a fraction of Karnabdishai. And he is the fraction of Baldev Shankarsan. And his Sankarsan is fraction of first cabinet of four. No. And then Baldev Prabhu is the Akhand Guru Tattva. And his Guru Tattva or everything is Shyam Sundar. But one thing more, this Shyam Sundar Krishna of Braja, oh, if he is powerless, he cannot do. His power does everything. Who is that power? Ladini Shakti Radhika. So, Krishna always wakes mercy from her power. Krishna only can desire. He cannot do anything without his power. He will desire at once, quickly, in a second, from before his Ladini Shakti is ready to fulfill his all desire, Radhika. So we should take shelter. To whom? Not to Krishna. Krishna cannot do anything. We should take shelter of his power. And what power? Ladini and Sambit Sar. See, the root of bhakti. So, he did pranam to his Gurudev. All did pranam to their. Without Guru Nishtha, you cannot gain anything. and 25. You know, Guru Nishtha is first. Guru are of two kinds. Guru, Bande Ham Si Gurun, Si Vaishnavansha.
Guru Vaishnavansha.
In also our.
Bande Guru Nishtha Bhaktan
Sinsavatara. Also, Raghunath Das Goswami, Manasa. He has told also, sometimes Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, but sometimes permanency of Diksha Guru, if he is Siksha Guru also. And sometimes, if you have not had no time to hear from our Gurudev, then Siksha Guru. The Siksha Guru is more higher sometimes. You know? That I think that my Gurudev is Diksha Guru, you know, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And my Siksha Guru is himself Rupa Goswami, to whom you prefer best. Understand? And also, Sikhi Puchamauli, my Siksha Guru. Sikhi Puchamauli, who is he? Krishna himself. Then Diksha Guru is superior or Siksha Guru is superior. But even we will have to give some respect, proper respect to your Gurudev first, because he told you who is Rupa Goswami, who is Krishna, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So first of all, if anyone has no Guru Nishtha, everything is gone. So Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. The Nishtha, which has been told by Rupa Goswami, fraction. Guru to, Nishtha to Guru, Nishtha to Guru Panchak, Nishtha to Krishna, Guru to all. Nishtha to all. If you have no Nishtha, nothing. Your life is unsuccessful. So if you have no such Guru Nishtha, this takes you to where? Akhanda Guru Tattva Baladeva Prabhu. No? Then in the last you will see that my Gurudev is Prakash of Nityananda Prabhu or Baladeva Prabhu. Then if you pray something from your Guru, oh, at once Nityananda Prabhu, Akhanda Tattva and Baladeva Prabhu will what? They will arrange everything. Our Gurudev is not something separate from Nityananda Prabhu. You should not think that Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he had discovered something new and we are Prabhupada Anugata. Like Rupa Anugata Vaishnava, we are
Prabhupada
Anugata. You are nothing, you are like a stool and urine. So, Sudevi, one kirtan. Go. Kripa bindu diya. Very Vishakha. Vishakha? Oh. Very powerful.
Come on, my friend. Guru Dev Kripa Bindu Diya Koro E Nasi Prena Pekaya Ki Nina.
jivitama.
I told you to follow Rupanuga Vaishnava. But who are Rupanuga? First of all, we should know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired everything in his heart. Ved, Upanishad, Sar, and everything, the gist of all, he manifested in his heart. And then, by his mercy, he knew, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Mahiyam Dadati Sapadantikam. And then, Rupa Goswami, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested or wrote Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Ujjwal Neen Mani and Upadeshamrit so many books. And he published. But who are Rupanuga? The question is there. Who is Rupanuga? He wrote Ujjwal Neen Mani, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, and he explained everything in these two books. Especially for Braja Prem, Braja Bhakti, he explained Ujjwal Neen Mani. That very good book. And he told that Bhakti Rasami Sindhu that by five processes Braj Bhakti can be achieved. Dasya, Santa, Dasya, Sakka, Vatsala and Madhu. Among them, three are prominent. Sakha, Vatsalya, and Madhur. The mood of gopis and Vrajavasis and gopi is Madhur, especially the mood of gopis and mood of Radhika especially is Vrajabhakti or Bhakti. So Rupa Goswami has defined all, explained all these things. Those who are following Raganuga, they are also Rupanuga, but not so much. Partly, very partly. Or they can be told that not Rupanuga. They are Raganuga. They meant. Those who are following Sakharas, Vatsalyaras, Madhur Ras, even Sakya and Vatsala, they are Raganuga, but not Rupanuga. What was the own mood of Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami? Those who follow that line, they are Rupanuga. What is the...
They are Rupanuga and Raganuga.
Other are Raganuga. It seems, but not. It is according to their ignorance, they feel like that this is also Raganuga and also Rupanuga, but really not. Those who are fulfilling, or they are in line of Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari. What is the mood of Rupa Manjari? Dasi of Krishna and Krishna, Radhika. But inclination towards Radhika, he is only dasi of Radhika, not to Krishna. And if Radhika is happy, then automatically Krishna will be happy. If Krishna is also neglecting anyone, but if anyone has taken shelter of Radhika, then Krishna is bound to accept her. Like you have Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya prasadan nagati kutopi, dhyantumanta jasya sthirandan, vande guru sisa. If you had done some mistake and aparad in the lotus feet of Krishna and you have neglected Krishna. But if you are taking shelter in the lotus feet of your guru and guru is qualified, then Krishna may forgive. Guru will tell him that you must have to forgive him. You are bound to forgive because I have accepted her or him. But if Krishna is accepting, going to accept, but Guru is what?
Neglecting
and upset that Krishna will reject. In the same way, if anyone has taken shelter in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, Krishna, if he is neglecting even, he is bound to give a special mercy to her. Radhika dasi jadi hoy abhiman, shigri milaye tave go. Radhika dasi jai ho abhiman. What meaning?
If one considers himself as a maidservant of Srimati Radhika, then very quickly and very easily he can attain the pleasure and the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
So hearing the question of Sutta Saunak Adi or Rishi Maharshis, Sutta Goswami became very happy, very
excessively happy
he became. And then he began to. And what he told? Here Rupanuga means like, you know, Narottam Thakur. What he did? He cleared the stool of his Gurudev. Loknath Goswami. You know? He was not accepting him, Narottam Thakur, because he was prince of any king. And he rejected. But he began to clear his stools and used to give cow dung and water there, make pure, scented. One day in the night he catch hold, "Who are you?" And then he began to weep, and then he accepted him. "Oh, stool, you have clearing." So anyone, internally and outwardly, both those who will fulfill the orders of Gurudev. No fulfilling of order, only knowing the wish. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. So Guru Manobhishtam you will have to know. And if you are not qualified to know, that you are not disciple. You are outwardly disciple. You should try to know the wish of your Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. How he will be happy and try to do like that. If Guru is not happy, then what we can? So, hearing this, Sut Goswami became very happy. And he uttered this slok. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhok kaje ahetukya pratihatatma jayatma samprasidati. Jayatma samprasidati. Sabai punsang. Oh, you should explain. What is the meaning? And then Bhakti Swami Sindhu. And explain it.
I am going to explain it. I am going to explain it. I am going to explain it. I am going to explain it. সব দিকে আলোচনা হবে ওইটা কি রূপানুগ বলে কোনো ধারা নাই
ভাই আমি বুঝতে পারছি না তুমি বলে
রূপানুগ মানে পায়েছা পায়খানা লোকে লাগবে না বলে দেন রূপানুগ মানে সকল রূপানুগ রূপানুগ বলে কোনো ধারা নাই তোমার তাহলে রূপাত সন্তুষ্ট হবে
তুমি একটু বলে দিও না
আমি কেন আপনি বলছেন আপনি বলবেন
So Srila Gurudev ordered me to explain this verse, the reply of Suta Goswami to the rishis headed by Shaunaka Rishi to their question, how can Atma, how can the soul and supreme soul be overjoyed? How? So vai pungsam pro dharmo yato bhakti adoksade avaituki apratiyata yainatma samprasidati. So why definitely pungsam for every living entity paro dharmo the highest occupation is what yato bhakti adoksaje that by which the living entity can attain to the direct loving service of that supreme personality of Godhead who is beyond the range of the sense perception of the conditioned souls that devotional service is ahoituki means unconditional, causeless. In other words, it's not rendered for any type of selfish motivation or gain, but rather it is meant for the happiness of Krishna. Ahoituki and apratiyata. Apratiyata means it cannot be impeded, it cannot be checked or stopped or interrupted in any circumstances. It's going on all the time, flowing. Bhakti is of this nature. So, Suta Goswami, he defined bhakti in this way. And Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, being inspired by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took the essence of what Sri Suta Goswami had said, the essence of all the definitions of bhakti given by Sri Devahutiputra, Kapildev from Sandilya Rishi, and Narad Bhakti Sutra, and everywhere in Shastra. He took the essence of everything and kept it in one verse. In Sri Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Anya vilashita shunyam jnanakamatyanabritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is explaining that the uninterrupted cultivation of all the endeavors of the body, of the mind, and of the words, and also of the sentiments of the heart, flowing in an uninterrupted way, how? Like a stream of honey from a jar. If you pour water, it can splash here and there, and the current can be broken. But when you pour honey, it's very, very thick, and it's unbroken, flows in an unbroken stream. So, in this way, the cultivation of all the endeavors of the body, mind, and words and feelings, which are flowing in an unbroken stream, which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna, which are completely devoid of even the slightest smell of any other desire than to render service to Krishna, and which are not covered by karma, fruitive activity, jnana, the cultivation of knowledge to attain mukti, liberation, and yoga, tapasya, astrology, and all other things, should not be covered by these things. Such unbroken, continuous endeavors are called Uttama Bhakti, or devotion which is transcendental to Tama, the darkness of this material world.
More detail?
Art Vishwanath Chakravarti has talked about
it. So Srila Gurudev ordered me to explain in more detail according to the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This entire verse, composed by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, revolves around the word Anushilanam. Shilanam means cultivation. It means endeavor, our activity. But this shil dhatu, this verbal root, has two parts. That is called cheshtarup and bhavarup. Cheshtarup infers that the word this shil dhatu means an endeavor. And bhavarup means that it is referring to the cultivation of moods also. So the cheshtarup, or the endeavor aspect of this verse, is also divided into two parts. That is called the sadhana rup and karya rup. the sadhan roop, or the endeavor which is performed in the stage of sadhan bhakti, is divided into two parts. That is called pravritti atma chastarupa and nivritti atma chastarupa. Pravritti atma chastarupa means one should make a very strong endeavor to accept all the things which are favorable for devotional service, such as utsaha, nistya, darya, tatat, karma, pravartanat, all of these things, sadhu sangha, all the angas of bhakti, beginning with guru, pada, shray, diksha, guru, rasevan, sadhama, pracha, siksha, sadhu, magan, ugaman, 64 angas of bhakti. All of these things, they should be accepted with a very strong vow. This is called pravritti atmaka chashtarupa, the endeavor for the positive things. And nivritti atmaka chashtarupa is also an endeavor, a very hard endeavor. It is an endeavor to avoid those things which are detrimental for bhakti, such as atyahara priyasascha prajalpo niyamagraha, over-endeavoring, over-eating, speaking prajalpa, and one should give up bad association. Nivritti atmaka chastarupa means one should try to become detached from all types of anartha, unwanted desires, and also aparad, nam aparad, vaishnav aparad, seva aparad, dam aparad, all types of offenses. So giving up the negative, detrimental things which cause a disturbance to bhakti and check one's progress, this is called nivritti atmaka chastarupa. Then, this is the sadhan roop, the sadhan aspect of chastarup. And the karya aspect of chastarup, karya means those activities which are undertaken as the anubhavs, or the subsequent reactions to the ecstatic emotion in the heart, for those who attain bhava bhakti. So the chastarup includes 13 types of anubhav, and this also includes hearing, chanting, and remembering the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna, which has been undertaken as a reaction to the ecstatic mood which is flowing in the heart. So all this together is called the chashtarup of the word shield, shilanam, shield dhatu. And on the bhavrup side, here bhavrup has been divided into two parts. That is called the stai bhavrup and sanchari bhavrup. This is also bhakti. Stai bhav is divided into two parts, premankor and premarup. Premankor means the sprout of love of God, which is called the rati. This rati is of five types: santaras rati, dasa rati, sakirati, vatsaya rati, and madhuya rati. And when it is mature, then it becomes prem. This prem develops prem, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, rudabhav, adirudabhav, modan, mohan, madanakya mahabhav. This is called the stai bhavrup. And the other aspect of the bhavrup is sanchari bhavrup. 33 types of transitory assisting emotions, which rise and fall like waves in the ocean of the stai bhav. So, how many wonderful things Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has included in this word, shil? All of this is included by the word, the anu shilanam. So, bhakti has been described in this verse. It includes sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and prema bhakti. And all the levels of sadhan bhakti, all the levels of bhav bhakti, and all the levels of prema bhakti, up to the madanakya mahabhava of Srimati Radhika, is included in this word shilanam. There is a prefix to the word shilanam, anu shilanam. Shila, Vishnathakvi Thakur explained, anu indicates anugatyamai, that bhakti is performed under guidance. It is not done independently or whimsically, but rather under the guidance of liberated eternal associate of Radha Krishna. That activity can be called bhakti. And any acts of devotion to God which are performed independently without superior guidance are not pure bhakti. They cannot be called Krishna anushilanam. So anu means anugatya. And also anu means nirantaryamai, continuously, without any break, like the flow of honey from a jar. Here, Krishna anushilanam. These activities are for Krishna or in connection with Krishna. Srila Vishnathakvi Thakur explained, the word anu means that these endeavors and moods are for Krishna or in connection with Krishna. Why? Because the living entity in this world, he cannot directly serve Krishna, but If he accepts a guru who is directly serving Krishna, then the service to that guru who is directly serving Krishna is in connection with Krishna. And therefore, according to the definition, Krishna Anushilanam, no one can render pure devotional service being in this world unless they're under the guidance of Sadguru, bona fide spiritual master who is serving Krishna. Then his bhakti can come into this category. Next word, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Bhakti is Anukulyena. It means favorable to Krishna. Some people have commented or suggested that the word Anukul means that bhakti is for Krishna's happiness. But this idea is quite wrong. Why? Because Madhya Yashoda, sometimes she will have to put Krishna down to go and stop the milk from boiling over, and Krishna becomes upset and he's crying. Sometimes she'll have to give him a little slap and twist his ear if he's being very naughty. So in this way, Madhya Yashoda sometimes makes Krishna cry. She binds him up, she ties him to a grinding mortar so he cannot go here and there and make mischief. At that time, Krishna is upset. So if we say that bhakti is for Krishna's happiness, then a fault comes in the definition. This fault is the fault of the avyakti dosh. It means the fault of a definition, which is under extension of a definition. It is too narrow to include those things which are actually included in bhakti. For example, Madhya Yashoda, she is binding Krishna and giving him some chastisement, so that he'll grow up to be a good boy in the future. He won't become a thief or a dacoit and spoil his life. So she gives him discipline, so that in the future, he'll be a very good boy. And therefore, this is Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. It is for the benefit of Krishna. It is not for his immediate happiness, because sometimes he doesn't know what's good for him. So bhakti is Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam, for his benefit. So if one will say it's for his happiness only, then Madhya Yashoda makes him upset, and her activity will not fall within the definition of bhakti. So that is called avyapti dosh, or the defect of underextension of the definition. On the other hand, we see that Chanur and Mustika, the wrestlers in the arena of Kamsa, they began to fight with Krishna. They were punching him and trying to kill him. And when Krishna was being punched by them, he was very happy. He was in a mood for a good fight. So this inspired his Viraras, his mood of being a hero. So can we say that the activities of Chanur and Mustik, the wrestlers who are trying to kill Krishna, that this is bhakti? It gives happiness to Krishna, so it must be bhakti. Is it correct? No. Quite wrong. It's giving happiness to Krishna, but it's not bhakti. Why? Because Anukulyena. It is not for the benefit of Krishna. They have a desire to kill Krishna. They want to destroy Krishna. It is pratikul. So here, Srila Vishnu Tathagata Thakur explained that the word Anukulyena means pratikul bhav rohita. Pratikul bhav rohita. Anukulyena means with a favorable mood, actually means with a mood which is devoid of anything unfavorable. Now, Srila Gurudev often asks the question, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. If this word Anukulyen has been used, then what is the use of using the word Anushilanam? Why? Because Anukul means devoid of an unfavorable mood. What is the necessity to use the word Anushilanam? Because it may be that a person, or even an inanimate thing such as a tree or a stone, doesn't have an unfavorable mood towards Krishna. But just being devoid of an unfavorable mood, it cannot be called bhakti. There will have to be some cheshta, some endeavor, an emotion, ecstatic mood, which is meant exclusively for Krishna's benefit. And therefore, anukul, which means practical bhavrohita, being devoid of an unfavorable mood is not enough. There should actually be some active endeavor and sentiments for the benefit of Krishna. So this part of the definition so far, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama, this is called the Swarup Lakshan, or the intrinsic characteristic of pure bhakti. If someone has this Swarup Lakshan, this intrinsic characteristic of bhakti, then it could be said that they're doing Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but not Uttama Bhakti. That means Nirgun Swarup Siddha Bhakti is called Uttama Bhakti. The Nirgun Swarup Siddha Bhakti, or Uttama Bhakti, will be when we meet the criterion of this definition, anukuyena krishna anushilanam, but in addition to this, the tatastha lakshan, or the marginal characteristic of bhakti, is also present. What is that? First of all, anyabilashita shunyam. One's heart should be completely devoid of even the slightest trace or smell of any other desire but the desire for anukuyena krishna anushilanam. Anyabilashita shunyam, completely devoid of any other desire. So here, one very critical point comes up. Anyabilash means other desires, and shunyam means devoid of. So to be completely devoid of all other desires could be expressed by the phrase anyabilash shunyam. But Rupa Goswami did not write that. He wrote anyabilashita shunyam. Why did he use this suffix shita? What does it indicate? The suffix shita indicates that in one's natural condition, in an ordinary state, in a natural condition, one's heart is devoid of any desire but anukuyena krishna anushilanam. Why did he do this? Because when a devotee is in this world, as long as he has a body, then some danger, apparent danger, may come to him, and at that time of apparent danger, he may inadvertently, without thinking, at once call out, "Oh Krishna, save me." The example given, Draupadi is Nityasiddha Parikar, which is given as an example here to illustrate the point. When Draupadi was being disrobed by Dushasan, at that time she called out, "Hey Govinda, Rakoshana Apto Jivana Hai, oh Govinda, please save me, I am taking complete shelter of you." So, to call out to Krishna, "Please save my life," is this anukulyena krishna anushilanam? No. It seems like an interruption in one's devotional service. It is not for Krishna. It's that oneself should be saved. But as long as a sadhak in this world has a physical body, it may be in a time of great emergency or a sudden calamity, they may inadvertently call out, "Oh Krishna, save me." And if they do, then it's not considered to be a breach of the definition of pure bhakti. So to include the pure devotees who have a sadhak form in this world and may occasionally come into danger, so that they will not be outside of the definition. So the definition will not suffer from avyapti dosh, or the fault of underextension of a definition. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad did not write anya abhilash shunyam. He wrote anya abhilashita shunyam. Anya abhilashita shunyam, gyanakama dinabritam. The other aspect of the tatastha lakshan is that bhakti should be anavrita, uncovered. It should not be covered by karma. Karma means the performance of fruitive activities. It should not be covered by jnana, the cultivation of knowledge for the sake of attaining impersonal liberation. And the word adi here means etc., including yoga, shushka vairagya, dry renunciation, and austerities, and cultivation of mystic powers, and being entangled in astrology and healing and all kinds of mystical things. Here, jnana kama dinavritam. Karma and jnana, they should not cover bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad did not say jnana kamadi shunyam, that the devotee should be completely devoid of karma and jnana. Some karma and some jnana will have to be there in the life of the sadhak who is in this world. But some types of karma and jnana cover bhakti, and some types of karma and jnana do not cover bhakti. So it should be jnana kama dinavritam. The type of jnana or karma may be present which does not cover bhakti. Srila Vishnachakri Thakur gives an example. There are karmas that the living entity will have to do. For example, breathing is a karma, taking a bath is a karma, going to the restroom is a karma. These are all activities. But they will not cover bhakti. Another type of karma, there are some duties to perform. For example, if your parents will die, if your father will die, then you have to perform Shraddha ceremony according to the Dharma Shastra related to this world. Now, Vaishnavas, there is no necessity for them to practice the Dharma Shastra. But they can follow these rules for the sake of setting a good example to society. Now, if a devotee who follow the rules of Dharma Shastra, such as offering oblations for his deceased ancestors. If he has faith in this practice of karma, his shraddha is in karma. In other words, he thinks, if I don't perform this religious activity, my bhakti will suffer. In other words, he has faith in karma. Or he thinks, if I do perform this religious activity, my bhakti will prosper. Another example of having faith in karma. Then this is karma avrita. His bhakti is covered by karma because he has faith in karma and does not understand that bhakti alone is transcendental, bhakti alone is powerful, bhakti alone is independent and does not depend on any types of karma or jnana. So these are examples of karma avrita, being covered by karma. But if he will perform these activities with detachment, without faith, they will not cover his bhakti. Jnana is of two types, nirvishesh jnana and savishesh jnana. The savishesh jnana is of two types, that is called tatpadatta jnana and tvampadatta jnana. Tatpadatta jnana means knowledge of God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the controller of all the worlds. He is Sarveshwara. He is omnipotent. He is everywhere. He is all-knowing. He is the very, very merciful. He is very kind. He wants to deliver all the jivas from this world. Knowing these attributes, having this knowledge of Bhagavan, this is called tatpadatta jnana. And in the beginning, it is essential in the beginning. But after some time, it will not become so important. When the devotee has developed the ruchi or rati, deep attachment to Krishna in one particular relationship. But before that time, the sadhak will have to know these things. Then, tvampadatta jnana means to know that I am jiva, I am the soul. I am 1/10,000th the tip of a hair. I am a manifestation of Krishna's marginal potency. And by Swarup, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. I have no eternal relationship with anything in this mundane world. This is called tvampadatta jnana, or knowledge about oneself. So tatpadatta jnana of Bhagavan and tvampadatta jnana of oneself, these do not cover bhakti. But Brahma Jiva Aikya jnana, the knowledge that Jiva and Brahma are one, Nirvishesh jnana, the idea that the absolute truth has no form, no quality, no pastimes, no associates, no personality, no shakti. And that supreme absolute truth is me and you am I, and I am you, and we're all together. And this is called Nirvishesh jnana, Brahma Jiva Aikya jnana. It is very dangerous, it is pratikul, it is against bhakti, and it will cover bhakti. So, in conclusion, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explained, the continuous unbroken cultivation of all endeavors of body, mind, and words, and of feelings, ecstatic feelings of love, which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna, which is completely devoid of all other desires, and which is not covered by karma, jnana, yoga, etc., is called Uttama Bhakti or Transcendental Bhakti.
Thank you.
Don't think that no need of accepting or doing anything with this vast knowledge, as he told. Sarup Siddha Bhakti, what that. But you should know, only Nagar Sankirtan will not do. Book distribution only not do. Huh? One day you will have to come in this process. Surely and surely. And then, knowing all these things, you will have to accept pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. And without Uttama Bhakti, you cannot have Vaikunthya Bhakti. What to tell of Vrindavan Brajvilas Bhakti? So, you should wait and go on book distribution. Go on Nagar Sankirtan, publishing department, and other active preaching here, there, and all things. You should go on, continue, and wait until the ruchi comes, test comes. This position from Shraddha to ruchi, ruchi means
test,
very critical, very critical. So many devotees of Swamiji, Sannyasi, renounced order, they also become bewildered and give up bhakti. Bhakti is very easy. For whom? Those who have taken shelter of their Gurudev. And Gurudev is bona fide. Then everything is okay. And if Guru is not authentic or not qualified, then you cannot attend that bhakti. You will have to change that Guru. And if Guru is favorable but he cannot help you, then do pranam and ask that I want to go take shelter of that Prabhu, Rupa Goswami or others, or living Guru any. So, one day you will have to come in this process. Siddhanta boliya chitte na karo lo. What is the meaning? Only meaning.
Siddhanta boliya chitte na karo alas. Here Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling that in the matter of understanding Siddhant, conclusive truth, there one should not be alas. One should not be lazy in this matter. Because by understanding the Siddhant, then one's faith and one's determination to perform the pure process of bhakti, it will increase. And then he'll be able to fully understand the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Very good. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayate Asu Gvairagyam Jnanam Cha Jadahaitukam. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Who is Vasudev? Who is Vasudev? The son of Vasudev, Vasudev. Moreover, son of Vasudev, Vasudron. Who is he? Nanda Nanda. He is Vasudev. Bhagavati. His supreme personality of Godhead. Who? A boy, black boy in Vrindavan, controlled by a gopi, ordinary gopi like Yashoda, mother, and by friends. Oh, but who is he? Having all kinds of opulences, six kinds of opulences. Yes. And similarly, he has what? All kinds of madhur bhav. All kinds of. Who is Bhagavan? Krishna. It has been told that whether there should be opulence or not, where there is suhit sambandhiya bhav, means Laukik sadhu, bandhuvat bhav, you know?
Like worldly friend.
Like intimate worldly soul. Friend.
Like worldly bosom friend. So Krishna is like that. He may be Bhagavan, but by the influence of Yogmaya, his desire, this Bhagavata is covered. And he becomes like cowherd boy. In Vrindavan, ignorance. Even on the bed of Yashoda, he cannot
himself.
He cannot remove maskhi, flies and all that things. He cannot take the breast of Yashoda Maya, Yashoda Maya gives, like Putana gave. So ignorant. But who is he? Supreme Lord. His supremacy is covered now. That Bhagavan, Vasudevi, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. If Bhakti is applied to this cowherd boy, black boy, ignorant boy. Then Janata Ashu, very soon, Bhairagya comes. What? Bhairagya?
Detachment
from worldly desires comes. At once with it will come. At once means you'll have to give some time. If you are giving seed anywhere, planting any seed, it will take 3, 4, 5, 6 days to be a sprout. And 4, 5, 6, 10 months, leaves and creeper then will come. And then flowers and then fruits in trees. At least 15 years you will have. This is Asu. This is? So in Bhakti Road. In Bhakti Kalu. If you attend this taste of Bhakti, then in one life, it is enough. It is enough. So in Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parai Rishwara Sadya Aurudhate Atra Kritibi Susubi Tat Khana Asu and Tat Khana. What is the meaning? Immediate. What immediate? Something will be with Atma there, but you cannot realize that at that time. You can realize the fruit and flowers afterwards. When test will come. So you will have to wait. First, detachment will come from this world. If you are chanting, remembering, and serving your Gurudev, by his mercy, what will come first? What will come? This detachment from world will be seen. But first bhakti will come. Vikriditam brajubhidan cha vishno anvito shuniya tath varnaye taja bhakti bhakti kamam hridrogama sumachire tachire nadina. Very good siddhanta, high class of siddhanta. Vikriditam brajubhidan cha vishno. Krishna was playing Ras in Vrindavan, in full light. And that night was Brahmaratri. But in a moment it was finished. What? That night. Night passed in his actual time. Thousand and thousand and thousand of years. But Gopi knew what? And Krishna. Oh, when night finished. As a dream, as a moment. So, Yuga became
like a moment.
And in Krishna, Biyog, a Yuga becomes, a moment becomes
like a millennium.
Oh, this is called Mahabhava. Mahabhava, in the stage of Mahabhava. Yuga itang nimishi. Chakshusha prabhrishayito sunnayim jagata sarva govinda. So first you will see Bhairagyam. What is Bhairagyam? Detachment. Worldly desires will go away. Are we following bhakti from what time? I think that someone from 60 years. Some from the meeting of your Prabhupada about 1979 or
40 years.
I'm 40 years. But detachment has come or not, really. You'll have to see. This world is what? Like a dream. What you are doing? Foolishness. What you have done in past, you will have to take the fruit. Understand what I am telling? What I am telling?
anyone who performs any action, then from the past or in the present, in the future, he will have to suffer the results in the form of karmas, good or bad.
If you don't want to take the fruit of bad activities, and only if you want to test the good activities, or you'll have to test both. So, vairagyam. So, you cannot take even one hair. You cannot take your wife, sister, your all collection from this world, your money, position, wealth, reputation, you cannot take from this world. So you are doing bogus. Only you should do bhakti. Chanting name, remembering Krishna. Aradhyo bhagavan brije sataya tad dham vrindavanam ramya kachut vasana. This you should. Your life will be successful. Vairagyam. Jnanam. And jnana will come. Essential, as he told. Detachment. So you should feel that detachment has come or not. Then you should see that Uttama Bhakti is part and something has come. Otherwise, not come. So you should try to follow the principles of bhakti. Serve Gurudev more and more with strong belief. And jado hai to come. Oh, automatically, as we don't want suffering in life, but suffering comes automatically, whether you want or not. So if anything, anything good will come, automatically it will. Nat prayaso tat kartavyam jat ayu bayah param. Don't
endeavor.
For all these things, you should chant, remember, and Krishna will supply your all desires on his head and on his soldiers. He has promised. Have a strong faith on Gita, in Krishna words. Himself, he has told. Also have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he has told to Rupa Goswami, and he has written in all books. Upadesha Saram,
Tannam Rupa
Charitadi Sukirtananu,
Smritiyo Pramena Rasanam Anasini Yajam, Tishtan Braje Tadanuragi Dinarugam, Kalam Nayeda Kilamit Upadesha Saram.
So, Jnana and Vairagya must come, and if not coming, then very critical position. At that time, you should try to serve your Gurudev and to be more nearer to Gurudev and Sadhu Sangha. I will explain about Sadhu Sangha. What is called Sadhu Sangha? Who are Sadhu? What is Sangha? And I have called you that very